Aircraft megacarrier home to ghostly activity. An inferno creates a hotbed of ghosts. The ghosts of the USS Forrestal are legend in the annals of naval ship ghost sightings. Read the tragic story of this massive aircraft carrier, and perhaps the primary reason it's reported to be haunted. Over decades, seasoned sailors and officers alike witnessed apparitions, heard spooky sounds, and phantom footsteps followed crew members in lonely corridors. One sailor was almost driven insane. The Forrestal serves with distinction. The Forrestal was the last aircraft carrier to be commissioned near the end of World War II. She then went on to serve in the Vietnam War and participated in numerous vital missions. Sadly, the Forrestal is most remembered for having the worst fire in aircraft carrier history. On July 29, 1967, while stationed off the coast of North Vietnam, fighter pilots were seated in their armed jets preparing for a mission. Suddenly, an electrical anomaly caused a Zuni rocket to prematurely launch. The rocket screamed across the deck and tore into a Park Skyhawk jet. The Skyhawk, which was waiting to take off, happened to be piloted by Lieutenant John McCain, recently deceased, POW war hero, and senator from Arizona. Sequence of events ignites a conflagration. Fuel from the damaged Skyhawk shot out and subsequently ignited a fire. The fire spread like lightning and caused a 1,000-pound bomb to detonate. The ensuing explosion immediately killed many of the first responder firefighters. To make matters worse, a further chain reaction of explosions blew holes in the flight deck. Soon, more than half of the large carrier was on fire. Trapped in their planes, many pilots couldn't escape the horrific flames. Incredibly, although it was his plane that the Zuni bomb crashed into, young McCain was miraculously still alive, and clambered out of his jet. Injured, McCain valiantly dragged many burning crew members away from the fire. The inferno blazed all that day and the rest of the night. Ultimately, a total of 134 men died. Some sources say 137. Ironically, in just a few weeks, McCain, now assigned to another vessel, would crash in North Vietnam and be taken prisoner. There had been previous fatal accidents. In addition to the fire, it's important to note that the Forrestal incurred previous losses of crew members. Specifically, several fatalities involved jet pilots who'd crashed on the flight deck. Eerie events spook crew members. Sometime after the fire, and no one can say precisely when, crewmen began reporting mysterious happenings. Specifically, secured hatches opened and slammed shut with each roll of the ship. Additionally, on numerous occasions, mumbling voices sounded on intercom phones when answered. Lights came on by themselves or eerily flickered. To add to this, empty compartments frequently produced unnerving sounds such as moaning and banging emanating from them. Eventually, reports of ghostly apparitions began to circulate. Addressing the stories of ghosts for the media, then public relations officer, Lieutenant James Brooks, was quoted as saying, "Whatever, or whoever it is, crew members swear a ghost is responsible for the flickering lights, voices on disconnected phones, and things that go bump in the night." Incredibly, he added, when performing their duties below deck, men adamantly claim that they've seen ghosts. Food freezers are the focal point for spirit activity. It became common knowledge that deep in the bowels of the ship where two mammoth cold food lockers were situated, crewmen and cooks began to dread entering inside the lockers. It seems that one of these freezers was the temporary morgue after the catastrophic explosion. Bodies and body parts were carefully stored there until the ship reached the nearest U.S. naval base. In whispered conversations, crew members of the Forrestal theorized that the ghost was that of a former chief petty officer who'd been killed when accidentally sealed into a battle compartment during the disastrous fire. Others were convinced the ghost was that of a pilot who'd perished in a crash previous to the Great Fire. The storage lockers become a no-go zone. Interestingly, Petty Officer Dan Balboa, who oversaw the officers' mess, claimed that for years after the disaster, some of his men refused to go alone into the freezer storage lockers. A cook sees the apparition of an old friend. One cook was scared out of his wits every time he entered the area. It got so bad that the cook absolutely refused to go anywhere near the freezers and had to be transferred off the ship. I've never seen the ghost myself, but I know that guy saw the ghost of someone he once knew, added Balboa. But I've sure heard some strange sounds when down there. One night, when I was below taking inventory, I heard the heavy steel deck grating being lifted and slammed back down several times. Yet, each time I turned around to investigate the sound, nothing was there. Another time I was checking the freezer's temperatures and all the doors that I had just latched, reopened by themselves. Disconnected telephones ring. Another weird story is that on several occasions in the freezer area, the disconnected phones ring. When picked up by some hapless individual, a creepy voice speaks some words and the phone line goes dead. This chilling occurrence happened to several individuals while working in the freezer area. Sailors began seeing an apparition of a man in khaki pants that looked like an officer or chief. Sightings eventually became so common, sailors nicknamed the ghost George, as if to make the apparition one of them and perhaps to maintain a modicum of sanity. Cooks are frequently haunted by the ghost. Second-class chief cook James Hilliard reported he saw George and that it still gives him goosebumps every time he thinks about it. He looked up one day and saw a figure wearing a khaki uniform standing in the doorway. The mysterious figure then walked past Hilliard not 6 feet away and looked to be a real person, except Hilliard could see through him. Strange figure seen by Chief Petty Officer. Chief Gary Weiss reported his ghostly encounter after he witnessed a strange figure that didn't belong in the area. The figure proceeded to open a hatchway and then descended the stairs into one of the reefer compression rooms. Alarmed, Weiss said that he followed the individual down and perplexingly, no one was there, and that there was no other way out of compartment. Interestingly, apparitions and weird happenings weren't confined to the freezer area. In other areas of the ship, crewmen reported being touched or even grasped by a hand that wasn't there. Others claimed hearing footsteps following them in empty corridors. After turning around to see who it was, once again, no one was visible. Welder witnesses severely burned Petty Officer. Eventually decommissioned in 1993, the Forrestal was moved to the Philadelphia's Naval Shipyard. Stan Shimbersky, a welder hired to dismantle some equipment in the freezer storage area, didn't know that the compartment served as the makeshift morgue after the 1967 fire. Still visibly shaken when sharing his ghastly experience, Stan tells reporters, "I no sooner got down to work, when I hear this loud clanging noise." Shimbersky goes on to say, "I think it's another worker down there. I get out my wrench, and I clang back, clang clang. A few seconds later, I hear this return clang, clang, clang. For the heck of it, I clang again, clang clang. Again a few seconds, clang, clang. Finally, I decided to see who it was that was returning my clangs. Leaving my work, I go through the doors and at the end of the long room is the figure of a horribly burned Chief Petty Officer just staring at me. Then he slowly faded away. Needless to say, I got out of there fast." The USS Forrestal gets a new home. The Forrestal was moved to Florida to become a historical museum. According to an article in the Associated Press, the resident ghosts evidently went with the carrier. Sold for scrap in 2014. The prohibitive cost of keeping the Forrestal as a museum started piling up. In 2014, unable to raise the funds needed, the Forestal was towed to Delaware and then moved to Brownsville, Texas, for dismantlement as scrap. In conclusion, sailors and those who sail the oceans are highly superstitious. And, it couldn't have been easy sailing on such a huge ship that was purported to be haunted. When the USS Forestal was scrapped, it was a sad end for such a magnificent, but troubled aircraft carrier.